Yeah. Laya maire boje da zoye ngolay be me de joya ay de je boye goye ne je zon chon joye ne bo paraya de de boye
I would like to remind all of ourselves to think about our ultimate spiritual goal, that is complete enlightenment, and we're seeking it for the benefit of all other sentient beings. So in other words, we need to cultivate the altruistic motivation, or bodhicitta motivation, and with that kind of motivation, we should engage in this teaching. Allow me to read a couple of passages in the form of giving you oral transmission blessings.
Don't 你把这些东西都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好，都做好， Tiyangzwa So I don't know what I mean, she has given down your don't deceive, don't you? Some ball even didn't mention. Didn't you deceive down your way, Lord T. Moon in your sally? Tell Tanya Gaja, no machine, the love don't get short, you may follow a simulacron, and you mumble me. Simiamba, yet, near you, Baba, don't you, give a job of sim yam sim. Xia 第一来到了把当年的街头刚进那么新的老头跟我介绍了我三句希望等我胳膊没有吧别再的一些送把大肉他给在行动的地方刚进杭州你定义这些卡萨根本我的其他小孩根本这些的小孩他给他的辛苦学院的其他小孩他给他打批准多少的辛苦穷酸呢因为希望用的那什么生的胳膊用的那什么卡萨
Gisela read from the bottom page 67 and page 68 and stopped at the beginning of page 69. Just to remind ourselves where we are in our teaching or the discussion here. Remember, we had two sub-points, if you will. What to do before we engage into meditational practice, in other words, what to do with excitement and laxity before engaging in meditational practice, and what do we do while we are in meditation, doing meditation, with those two obstacles? With regard to the first case, as we have already talked about, if laxity arises, if we feel like laxity is going to arise in our mind, we can do something to prevent it, or if it's already present, then we should think about the many different ways that we have talked about in order to inspire our mind. Because laxity often is a case where our mind is kind of sinking in, so to speak, and we need to inspire our mind, and that way laxity will go away. In the case of excitement, this is, as we said, excitement is a derivative of attachment, and so our mind gets distracted towards objects of attachment. So in which case, we need to think about many different ways to calm down our mind, you know, so to speak, as we say, bring our mind home, you know, and, calm it down. So those are the ways that we already talked about. Now today we are going to talk about, what do we do, so when we are doing our meditation, okay, and so to speak, if our meditation is going well, okay, there is, neither laxity nor excitement, then what we should do. But here, one of the obstacles we should talk about is when everything is going well, if we exert effort, which we call application, then application itself is a problem. You know, it becomes an obstacle. So what we really need to do is let go application. You know, when you don't need to apply antidotes to laxity and excitement, just stay calm and cool. Don't make effort, because that itself become an obstacle in our meditation. I think it would be nice for us to kind of refresh our mind with some of the important what we call points or outlines of the sub-points. And so there are three, points to keep in our mind. Number one is, what do we need to do before we engage in meditation? And so some of the things we have already talked about is, in order to get interested in cultivating serenity or calm abiding, you want to think about the benefits of cultivating such a state of mind. Okay? And also, we think about the loss or the disadvantages of not cultivating calm abiding or serenity or shamatha. So all of those are part of what we might call before we really engage in the meditation. Now the second point is what do we do when we are actually doing meditation? This is where a couple of things we talked about is first we have to be vigilant about laxity and excitement, okay, and whether laxity and or excitement, they are arising in our mind or not. If they are, then we have to apply, antidotes to counteract them. Okay, so not applying antidotes in such case would be an additional obstacle, if you will. Okay, and so that's the second part. Now the third point is when everything is going well. Let's say we have trained our mind quite well, that our meditation is, qualitatively progressing, and we don't have to be too much vigilant about whether laxity and excitement are arising in our mind or not. Things are going really well. In such a case, we really should not, exert an effort, which is called application of antidotes, when there's no need for it. When we try to do that, that application of antidotes itself becomes an obstacle. So in which case we have to learn to let go, not to engage in what we call non-application. When you don't have to apply effort, don't do it. Okay, so that's the only thing we can talk about.
Yes. Because
Serenity or calm abiding shamatha is a peaceful state of mind that has at least two features or characteristics. One is what we call stability. You know, it really sits very stably on its focus. The other one is, as we said, vivid clarity. You know, not any kind of clarity, but it is, there should be vividness to the clarity. Yeah. So those two are, you know, salient features of serenity or calm abiding. So as meditators, our job is to be able to cultivate calm abiding serenity with those two features. So how do we do that? So that's why, you know, we have talked a lot about, what is laxity, what is excitement, and how to watch out for them, and first line of attack, so to speak, is prevent them from arising in our meditation. But if they do arise, then the second line of attack is apply various antidotes to counteract them. And a major obstacle to develop stability of mind is excitement. So that's why we have to watch out whether our mind is getting excited or not. And if it is, then we have to apply the antidotes to calm our mind down, okay, so that we're able to set our mind stably on its focus. In order to cultivate vivid clarity, we have to watch out for the laxity. When the laxity arises, we lose the clarity of the focus, okay? And as we do our practice, we might reach a stage where we may have a certain clarity of the focus, and then we might think like, okay, that's enough. Well, just to be able to have clarity of the focus is not enough in serenity. It must have, as we said, that intensity. The clarity must have vividness or intensity. And so as we talked about this before, then when we lose our grip on our focus, yeah, then the laxity comes up. So we need to tighten our grip on the object or the focus. So that will bring back the clarity. And so once we develop quite a good stability, then we work on sharpening the clarity or intensifying the clarity, if you will. Okay, so we need to alternate, those two practices, alternate between watching out for laxity and excitement and applying antidotes to counteract them.
Okay. Because young the Chima, the Gurban Jew, same million member, and Juba Tiz, do she saw a thing in the joining be, Tin Yam Botanum Gomber shows. So the same Miguel Petata, I was the Sage and Martha, and the Gurba, maybe Tinek only on Jeppe Singu, you're going to be done, taxi of the Shirazi dinner. Kerja simbang industri na, ini ingin zingat patu kau show lewa, sebab duduk kaga show kau lewa, waktu show kau lewa, setiap show kau jizir waktu kau ni papa song kau show lewa, kamu tu cuma tu gua bawa cakap di mikba dia la, semni tu cuma tuan tiz, tua tu las, tahu ni mesti cakap tiz, sesi sesi tu cuma tu show pas show se, kau tiz lewa kerja. 请过，请坐下，坐下来嘛，就明白人家哪里来过嘛，人家哪里是中国是吧？嗯，是吧？都把小学说是，我第一次来，那他可是轻松嘛，是不是？你看这，经过到国外送嘛，是，明白了，可能是可能看这第一个大大下午的时候，看这他，他马上要求中的这新鲜的这种东西做下去，那那，等于在中国的时候是吧？嗯，是。
At the bottom of page 67, the number 2 reads, what to do when laxity and excitement are absent. Okay. And so this is a case where, say, our mind has been trained you know, to a certain extent, and that we are able to focus well on our object, and also, you know, we don't experience, if you will, laxity and excitement in our meditation. Okay? When that is the case, then we must not apply introspection or vigilance. You know, we must not, how should I say, you know, worry about, you know, if laxity and or excitement are arising or not. When we become vigilant, this becomes like what we call extra vigilance, and that itself becomes an obstacle. Okay? And so the application here, that's the technical term we use, dhucheba in Tibetan, you know, applying antidotes, including introspection, is an obstacle in this case. So the antidote to application is the non-application, or the other term we use is called tangyum, equanimity. And we have to remain in the state of equanimity to deal with such a case. And so, as I was explaining to you before, that, you know, if in our meditation, you know, we have certain what called vivid clarity of our focus, and we also know that our mind is not excited, then we should just simply continue the meditation. Okay, don't apply introspection or vigilance to check on your own mind, because that becomes an, you know, what called extra burden or an obstacle. Yeah.
That did it, don't be a musician, don't go country, you go, you know, Cadiz, and on this year, well, so I see, we joined in Julucita, you know. Then the same good, no, the good, but the Chinga sing the Gomba, Gombe, two summer at the Chingu, Mijumi, Dinta, two sauce, Tommy, two Hindu, Ching Zonda, Gobe, Song Chimbo, Chasing, a Joma, Joma, Yinde, Daddy, Pitchy.
中华人的是不是中华民族民族这个地？但是你迁徙了那天的，再来一个没几块的人下，但第一年个几块人家的，再来个是通美地区的轻松生活习惯嘛，对当个当用来不靠的，是你计划过的，没给来过嘛是吧？嗯，就是说轻松生活习惯要嘛是吧？嗯，现在通美地区的，那轻松的，个别从全部新疆、缅甸以上飞机，你那印度老多啊，我的印度是。
第一遍就在开始噻呢，他在现在是，人家这里通过电脑一讲吧，那那个人爸爸哩，开始什么样吧，学吧了，做啊些，那那第一次什么样吧，一万九了，现在通过电脑一些轻松学不习些，那什么样吧，一万九就送的哇，现在第缅甸现在的关系，通过那一种嘛的，轻松没有些，你看电影在看多少，你当然下个月嘛就，电影在通过个嘛那一些希望的个把的中国嘛，的中国呢。
So then we have a quote from Acharya Kamal Shila's stages of meditation or Bhavana Krama to substantiate the point that we just talked about. when things are going well, then you really don't need to, apply introspection. If you do, then that is a problem. Okay, and that's what the Kamala Shila tells us. Okay, and now on page 68, a question is raised, and I read: how can it be that applying yourself or making an effort turns into a problem? Okay. So the explanation Geshe-la has given here is, as we train our mind, we reach certain stage of mental development, towards serenity, we can experience, certain amount of stability of the mind and a vivid, clarity of the focus. And this usually happens stage 8 and 9, because we have to go through 9 stages of mental development in order to have real calm abiding or serenity. Yeah. So when we are on the 8 and the 9th levels of our practice, then we really don't have to be very vigilant like we had to be in the beginning. Yeah. So when we try to do that, then itself become a problem. Yeah. And I think in the Tibetan text there could be a typo or something, so Geshe-la explanation was, I wonder whether this is the case in English too. On page 68, in the reply in the middle of the section, it reads, I read, at this point you are still extremely wary of laxity and excitement, just as at the outside. I think what it probably should be is, at this point, I mean, on this level, you don't have to be as worried about excitement and laxity at the beginning of your practice, right? So I guess maybe either they didn't catch the typo in Tibetan and they translated literally what it was. So I think it has to be, well, you're not in the beginning stage, so you don't have to be it's laxity. You don't have to be that gung-ho about that, But so at a certain place, so we have certain progression, so we can let go. Okay, so don't apply antidotes, because that would be an obstacle. And here Jerembo Che, comes out a little kind of hard on some other's point of view. Remember, I don't know, this was some time ago, where, certain meditators in early days in Tibet that said, just relax, because that's a great, relaxing is a great meditation. Okay? And where Jerembo Che was talking about, in many cases, they were not able to identify the subtle laxity. So they could be in the state of mind where there's subtle laxity, but they thought it's a great relaxation and a great meditation, and the Jerembo Che said, well, you got it all wrong. Okay? And so again here, Jerembo Che says, we have to learn the meditation techniques really well. He said, when you are in this kind of a state, where Geshe-la has identified like, mental stage 8 or 9, where laxity and excitement are really not kicking in as much as they used to in the beginning, then we can really relax, in the sense, don't apply it, he said. So Jerembo Che said, you should know when to relax and when to be vigilant. You just can't simply claim great relaxation is a great meditation going. He said, that's not right. Yeah, so we have to learn where to relax our effort and where to, exert our effort.
Mm.
So it is important to remember that, on these levels, number 8 and 9, mental stages, where, we don't have to exert ourselves, but our, meditation is going well. Not applying ourselves doesn't mean we should forget our focus or the object of meditation. That's not the point. We still have to maintain the focus. But as a matter of fact, we don't have to make effort to be mindful of our focus and to introspect our mind, because there's a natural kind of a, setting of the mind on the focus. So our mind has to still focus on whatever the object is, but we do not need to make an extra effort or introspect our mind. So that's the meaning of equanimity or non-application. And why is that the case? Because now at this stage, we are almost there, as you would say. We are on stage 8 and 9, and after that is the serenity or the calm about it. You're almost there, which means you have really worked, progressively, and you have, if you will, subdued your laxity and excitement to great extent. Now, a little bit of them left, right? So the little bit of that doesn't require too much effort to deal with, okay? So that's why we don't have to be extra vigilant, in these stages of laxity and excitement. So we have developed certain confidence in these stages that, okay, our mind is really sitting well on the focus. There's a vivid clarity, and there is no excitement, so we just enjoy it, as you would say. We don't have to, do anything else.
We're
in the middle of page 68, where the question is asked, what sort of equanimity is this, right? Because we're talking about applying equanimity as an antidote to application of introspection. And so first we need to really be aware of different types of equanimity that we can talk about. There are three kinds. One is what we call immeasurable sense of equanimity. Remember, we can talk about four immeasurables: immeasurable love, right? Immeasurable compassion, immeasurable sense of equanimity, and immeasurable joy. So that's that kind. We're not talking about that immeasurable equanimity in this context. Now, another equanimity we can talk about is in terms of feelings, which is basically, we have three types of feelings: pleasurable feelings, unpleasurable feelings, and neutral feelings. Neutral in the sense, neither pleasurable, unpleasurable. So that's kind of in the middle. So that's what we call the feeling of equanimity. We are not talking about that either. Yeah. So we are talking about equanimity in the sense of dispensing our effort, application. Okay? So that kind of equanimity is what we are talking about here. And as great Indian master Asanga defines it in his Sharvaga Bhumi, or the levels of Sharvagas, hearers. And so allow me to quote it. What is equanimity? As your mind attains to objects of meditation associated with serenity and insight, it is focusing with calm settling, spontaneous mental engagement, a sense of mental well-being, effortless mental functioning after becoming serviceable, and a mental balance free from the affliction, unquote. Yeah, so the Asanga defines what kind of equanimity we're talking about here. So basically, as I was explaining to you, that when we are on the higher stages of mental development, where our mind is focused very well naturally on its object, and there is, you know, no excitement arising, and so we have certain vividness of the clarity, then we should let the mind, right, how should I say, in that natural state. We should not, you know, make effort to apply introspection and mindfulness, because that would be obstacles. Okay, so in which case, non-application is the antidote to, I know it sounds like very weird in English, like non-application is the antidote of the application. Like, what are you really speak English? But anyway, those are good terms we have so far, yeah, until we figure a better one. Yes.
Tanyu gumbe tui jang, tanyu gumbe tui kang shena, hine da lagdung shol sim chiwa da guba mebe tse te, hie sumba taro wasi, shingu mebe tse, daga shingu minyo meo tengen zirga takda, kaza tomyo nip tsaan mebe, takda pe ribe kado tele ino ko yungur siwa rwa. Tita tengen zi, gumbe tui jang, shita kado gumbe kresena, tinyi le, nyensali. Tel tanyu gumbe tui kang shena, hine da lagdung shol sim chiwa da guba mebe tse te, hie sumba taro wasi, shingu mebe tse, daga shingu minyo meo tengen zirga takda, kaza tomyo nip tsaan mebe, takda pe ribe kado tele ino ko yungur siwa rwa. Tita tengen zi, gumbe tui jang, shita kado gumbe kresena, tinyi le, nyensali. Uda the number, because Uda that number, Jevali, Jijun, Shambe Sumba, Tarin, the Shigu, the Tene, Lezo, Rumani, Tona, Tangin, Jova, Jir, Nibanga, Bundi, Jet, then we get a show, she Lelota, Dangan, the Jet, the Alice, Sigim, Lelota, the Dangan, Jet, the Chenda, Guba, the Division, the Nibanga, the Uto. Hila Sundu Tosana, any Kursa, the Kursa, Dundu Gangbasa, any of Kutovs, and Mushi Dundu Ganga Togres in Kaji, Ton Tajin Joa, just Kajida, Hinil, Shila, Dene, any Mushi Dundu Nanga Priya Salons here, Kaji, what did it come out? Oh, Yungo or is Kaji Yundim, continuing to drug with Yuzendra with Tedda, Tiba Shemoina, any Shendon Shiaglia, in the Dundu Diradona. Any bit digital to love Shabashia, so the Dangan Yuan, be Dangan Yan Saga, be Laman of Kawai and Tekadu be led to order, some of the Lamdon daughter at Shawara, Shedda, Tor Dobal Yabi, Gonzaganda, Namjun and Ron, Hid of Shawara, Shedu Hinu, Lamda Hila Dogu, you didn't think they is, or disowned. To get the only judicial moon song, and tell it in Shumshim, but tell it in any general song is that DJ Yedik is in shoes at Shimugas Namarel.
At the bottom of page 68, there is a description of what we call the signs or the causes of equanimity. And So this is a case where when our mind is sitting very well on its focus with certain vivid clarity, and there isn't any what we call overly joyous, you know, kind of excitement, then you see our mind is in a state of equanimity, if you will. But if our mind is like a little overly joyous, it says here, I quote, your mind is not overflowing with excessive joyous perseverance, you know, then our mind is in a state of equanimity. And so then what is the time for equanimity? So when can we let things be as they are? It's like I said, as we are cultivating serenity and insight, or shamatha and vipassana, when our mind is really free of laxity and excitement, then we let our mind be in that natural state. You know, we don't have to apply any antidotes. So our mind is in the state of equanimity. Let it be. Okay, so that's the point. And so on page 69, I think maybe this is such a synoptic presentation, so maybe I should read it for those who don't have this book. The above explanation of the method for developing flawless concentration are in accord with the Venerable Maitreya's teachings in a text called Separation of the Middle from the Extremes. Okay? And I quote, staying with that joyous perseverance, your mind becomes serviceable and you attain all goals. This occurs as a result of eliminating the five faults and relying on the eight antidotes. We have talked about this before. Now they are listed here. The five faults are laziness, forgetting the instruction, that is missing the focus, laxity and excitement, counted as one here, non-application and application. The eight antidotes are the basis that based on it, the effort, the cause, the effort, not forgetting the object of meditation, recognizing laxity and excitement, application to eliminate them, and calmly stabilizing your mind when they have been quelled, unquote. So that lists us what is called the eight, the five obstacles or the faults, you know, that we need to abandon in order to cultivate serenity, and eight antidotes to counteract the five faults, as Maitreya has talked about in his Separation of the Middle from the Extremes. And so as Geshe-la has explained, that the whole purpose of cultivating serenity or shamatha from a Mahayana Buddhist point of view is so that we are able to make great advancement in our spiritual development. Okay? And so we're also able to do much more for the benefit of all other sentient beings. And how is that possible, if you ask? Is once we have serenity, shamatha, calm abiding, then we are also able to have many other great qualities, such as what are called the miraculous powers. Okay? We are able to perform miracles, really. We can fly in the sky, we can, sing in the ground, whatever. So all those miracles really is possible based upon, serenity. And also we develop extra sensory perceptions or clairvoyances, as a result of serenity. So when we have those qualities, then we are able to do much more for the benefit of other sentient beings. So the kind of progress that we can imagine once we have serenity in terms of our spiritual development and benefiting others is the difference between walking to our destination and flying to our destination. Okay, it will be that big difference. Okay. No, I'm just kidding.
Some
So everything really, if you will, starts with making effort, or what we call joyous effort, sundu in Tibetan, yeah? Enthusiastic perseverance, that's another translation of it. So when we enthusiastically engage in meditation and do all the things we are supposed to do, then we will be able to experience what we call pliancy of body and mind, physical pliancy and mental pliancy. Now, as we enjoy these pliancies, where our body and mind become very serviceable, right? Serviceability of the body and serviceability of the mind. You know, I like saying the serviceability too much. Anyway, so with those things, then we are able to achieve what called the serenity or shamatha, calm abiding. Okay? So with calm abiding, when we, you know, we're also able to achieve special insight much faster. So with integrated calm abiding and special insight, so then we are able to cultivate many other kinds of spiritual insights of the realizations. Okay? And some of the things we talked about is we are able to have what is technically called the legs of miracles. Legs and that means the feet we're talking about. Okay. So why it's called the legs? You know, we need the leg to walk. You know, so metaphor is if we have those miraculous powers, then we can go wherever, you know, we wanted to go through miraculously. Oh, one thing I forgot to translate from previous explanations, Geshe-la said, with serenity, say if you want to go and listen to teaching from your gurus, you can just be there instantaneously. I mean, you can do the miracle and be in all those locations where your gurus are teaching. Wouldn't that be nice? You know, that would be the power of the serenity. And with the serenity, you're able to develop clairvoyances to be able to read others' minds. So you know exactly what they want, you know, so you can benefit, you know, they fulfill their wishes. So, so many other benefits, could come from cultivating serenity. And so the point here is, cultivating serenity involves, as we said, understanding the five faults or obstacles that we need to abandon, okay? And the eight antidotes that we require to be able to deal with the obstacles or the faults. So through this, five faults, eliminating the five faults and, you know, applying the eight antidotes, we are able to cultivate shamatha or serenity.
Mm-hmm. 같이 네가 이해 되고 다 같이 군무군 다 소소 미 파자다 다 그러와. 제가 어디지 조회들 뭐 들리신다. 땡인지 군의 평화에 봐도 군토바 이제 기준 삼개 있나. 인생인지 군을 쪼그러와. 디신 다 내가 가도 그러와.
Laziness is identified as one of the five faults and obstacles to cultivate serenity. And, you know, laziness takes many different forms. Yeah, that's what called a certain kind of laziness which we experience, you know, a lot is that I just don't want to do anything. I just, you know, I want to be doing nothing, as we say. You know, so doing nothing is so much pleasurable, you know. That's the laziness. And then there is what called the laziness of being attached to frivolous activities. And that's a mouthful for a translator to say and repeat. But what really it means is that we become so enthusiastic in pursuing the activities of these lifetime goals, and we completely forget about spiritual, you know, goals and matters. So, but that kind of excitement and enthusiasm from a spiritual point of view is a laziness, because you are completely distracted from, you know, more meaningful things. And then there is the laziness of, you know, underestimation, right? We can say, you know what, wow, combat fighting is so sounds good, nice, but I can't do it, you know, not me, you know, leave me alone. That kind of thing, you know, I don't have the ability to do it. It sounds nice, it's good, you know, but don't sell it to me. I just let me be myself, okay? So kind of, how should I say, undermining one's own ability, you know, belittling oneself. So belittling one's ability is a laziness, consider that, okay? Okay, then we have the laziness of procrastination. Yeah, I know I have to do it, you know, tomorrow. So there's endless tomorrow, my first footnote today. Okay. So, I mean, all these different forms of laziness comes up, and so basically, you know, we are doing nothing. You know, that's really meaningful, or to do our practice or cultivate a serenity. Yeah. So one of the things, you know, to tackle or to deal with our laziness or form is we really want to think about the meaning and the purpose and the benefits of practicing Dharma, right? Cultivating serenity. Once we see the benefits, or you might like the word profits, which I don't like much, but anyway, then you started to get inspired and say, I want those gains, I want those profits. Okay, that's the one way to do it. And another thing is, you know, we can look at those who have done it before, including our historical teacher Shakyamuni Buddha, you know, who is really Buddha now. Well, there was a time he was exactly deluded like us. I mean, he was not a ready-made Buddha, like, okay, you are almost ready to be Buddha. And so if that's the case, he had such an easy time, right? He was almost ready-made Buddha, just need a little effort and he become Buddha. No, he was just like us, completely deluded and, you know, ordinary. He followed the path, and therefore, you know, he became who he is, recognized as today. So there are many great realized beings, and as a matter of fact, in Mahayana Buddhism, you know, we think of innumerable Buddhas, enlightened beings. So all of them, you know, in the beginning, were just like us, and they made the efforts, and they become Buddhas. So then we can say, like, why can't I be the same? You know, yeah, right now I'm where they were before, but now I don't have to be in this state because I can be where they are now. See, make the connection, as we say, connect the dots, you know, and do the networking, if you will, you know. And so that's the way to go.
Shabala, Shingun Yeva Desta, Number Shabuzan, Mikwa Demiji with the Sures in Shingun in Rava, which is that did it. Yeva De, Tinin Yi, Simless Ruan Mabel Shibis Cheros, the Queen near the Kartirzunda, Jigged Sim Mikwa Pong Mata, or Jigged Mikwa Mati, and that for the Wilda, Kanji Mikwa Taji Nia, the Queen Giggs, or Jibara, Mr. Cheros. 다 친구 쇼에 제 메조 녀바 인데 자 친구 쇼는 애니 희생 좀 친구 쇼는 자들 잔 애니 람산 다 선바세 녀보 드미진 친구 쇼나데 파샤야 미국 출신 마군 인 조아 마진 인텔 데스워다 그 친구 쇼에 제 녀보 드미시바 녀바 쇼 녀바 찍어와 다 디니 티 디니 쇼와 미시베 소스다
and Chingo Shun, the same people, but Shara, Mikwa Mise, Shunsa, and they pick
做啊，新开始啊，新别做啊，没事呢。因为中国的人在底下是吧？而且这天气啊，没几本说，这些。但经过的这一次，你是不是新把你把人的，经过你，这个这些能安逸了，说是现在你把中国的人，用工人那里送说，是到底的，结果马上我晓得，因为，可是你不对，现在他给的，新把谁啊，对了吧？
所以，第一次，他提督长大的，你把俺谁啊的？因为，你经过你，他们见了见的，你把俺是送不来，是的吧？对，工人就是那经过，说到这里，感觉你把中国人，他，就是中国人，是。嗯。哎，你把中国的要工人送送，是吧？但，你把俺这些本事，你把俺的本事给对我顶上。嗯。So
we are at the bottom page 69, talking about. Of the five faults or the five obstacles. We just talked about the laziness. Now, the second one is called forgetting the instruction. You know, to be simple, it means, you know, we lose our focus. Forgetting the instruction means, you know, we have to really remember all the instruction on meditation received from our teachers, right, when we are doing practice. So at the time of practice, you don't remember the instruction? Well, then go figure it out, you know. So we need to remember the instruction from gurus and set our mind on the focus. If we don't do that, if we lose our focus, that is an obstacle. Okay, second. And then the third one is laxity and excitement. Now, laxity is a case where our mind is, you know, kind of on the focus, but it's kind of sinking in, you know. So we need to inspire our mind. Or our mind is excited, therefore our mind is gone elsewhere. It's not on its focus. We need to bring our mind back on the focus. Yeah, so we need to be able to identify laxity and excitement. They are counted as one obstacle or counted as two, then we have a different numbers, right? In the Kamal Shila's stages of meditation, they are counted separately. So Kamal Shila talks about six faults instead of five faults, right, obstacles. But when we count the laxity and excitement together, then we have five. But if we count them separately, we have six. Yeah. So that's a classification issue. And so then the next one is non-application. When laxity and excitement arise in our meditation, then we really need to apply effort, antidotes, to counteract them. If we don't do that, and we continue our meditation, then really, how should I say, we are developing you know, bad habit of being in a meditation where it is really not qualitative meditation. It is a laxity and excitement. And at such time, we need to make effort and apply antidotes. Okay? If we don't apply, non-application is a problem. It is an obstacle. Now, when we reach a stage where, you know, laxity and excitement are not present in our meditation is doing really well, then we don't have to apply introspection and mindfulness. But if we do, then that application is a problem, is an obstacle. See that? Okay. So those are the five what we call problems or the faults or the obstacles that we should learn about and abandon.
Nice.
over page 70, now we are trying to identify the antidotes for the five faults or the obstacles. And so of the eight antidotes, there are four antidotes to deal with laziness. Okay. And what are they, if you see? Number one is translated here, Deva, as confidence. Okay. Number two as yearning, usually I translate as aspiration. And number three is effort. When you aspire for something, right, then naturally you will make effort. That's the thing, effort, jindi, or enthusiastic effort. And when you make effort, then you achieve pliancy. So those four are antidotes to laziness. Now the pliancy we are talking about here is not the real physical and mental pliancy. I mean, that we will have much later on. And then due to those physical and mental pliancies, we can achieve serenity. But Geshe-la said that, you know, when we apply ourselves into our practice of doing positive and virtuous things, you know, as we get little trained, there's a certain sense of pliancy, right? You just are able to do it better, like it's much easier. You know, your body and mind become kind of serviceable in its own way, like a little bit, you know, no doubt, but it's serviceable. Yeah, and that kind of pliancy we're talking about. So that is an antidote to laziness. And now in the case of forgetting the instruction, well, the antidote is mindfulness. You know, mindfulness helps us to reset our mind on the focus or keep our mind on the focus. In the case of, excitement, laxity and excitement, you know, we apply introspection or vigilance here, right? Then once we realize that they are, disturbing our meditation, then we deal with them. And so when we don't deal with them, as we say, introspection says, yes, you know, I tell you that laxity and excitement are in the meditation. We say, you know, whatever, right? Well, whatever is a problem. That's a non-application. See, we can't say whatever. We just have to say, okay, now I need to apply the antidotes. But so non-application is a problem. So the antidote, that is application. Yeah. Now later, when our mind is doing really well, meditation, we don't need to apply antidotes. We don't need to apply mindfulness and introspection. Then applying them would be a problem. So in which case, let it, you know, let go, okay, your effort, just, you know. So this is how, through these eight antidotes, we are able to deal with the five obstacles and cultivate shamatha or serenity.
Any papa told me the Sadi Twino Zoo in Yasarawa, or this song here with the Yeda, Hila Drea, any Shungbe, Dama Show, she went the Yay in Silva. Team Yimbe, Lomusham, Gama Lashley, Gomrim Somda. Any here, Jagari, Kiva Shimonanji, thing in the cup to murder the Hedging. What did Jetta did not his yet, Jagai, the Lomokama Lashley, Jagai Kiva Mamuti, just done any Hila go, the song has over. The Lamron Javaya, he knew to become the shavers that in the Jerusalem and Dina Shigata in the Karsa, the Dodogon, they say, any wood that say, Yasa together, shavy. Lamron Lam Commandam, Lamron Belama Commandam Yang, and Ragrim Re She Nang Nang, something Goma Devan. Nam ye, the Chedari Michiba Nayas, that lovers to do than Kadmulama Tinsarwa. But to the Dakaji, Kadmulam and Humi Sega Shad of the Pizet than the Shadow of Yodeta Sagi, Lavin Jesham as I Tina Lishila, what is Yodarwa, what Desmond Hinkita, Kronos Gomdi be touching God in China, Sundum did a civil Samarwa, or Ragar Mahimundu Sidwa. Rajiv Shi Nang, Sandu Gomba, Deva Nangi, Shetari Mishiba Nang, that he negos, Jeremy Favor negos, anything in the room don't get to the way, any TJ, Tonon Sakai Mindusi, Kayaku Mindusi, or what? No, Jever and the Telephone in the Shetter. Did you say I made only Jeremy Dick for Togushi and Jeb Telephone? Pago Jizin,
On page 70, the second paragraph reads, these are the most excellent instructions for achieving concentration. They are set forth in the great master Kamal Shila's three stages of meditation, as well as many expositions on achieving concentration by other great Indian scholars, etc. And so as we have talked about this before also, the reliable sources, if you will, for our understanding and message to cultivate serenity or calm abiding include Unraveling of the Thought Sutra, right? Dodi Kongtel in Tibetan, Unraveling Thought Sutra. And then we have Maitreya's Separation of the Middle from the Extremes, okay, with a Namje. Then we have Asanga's Sharvaka Bhumi, or the Sharvaka Levels, right, Nyensa but Asanga. So those are, as we say, the authoritative texts of the sources where we find the techniques for cultivating serenity. And here again, Jerembuja says, you know, he has, you know, made efforts to explain in details all the faults and antidotes and the techniques dealing with how to cultivate serenity, because what he found was in the works of earlier masters, including the Kadampa masters, you know, a lot of things were left, you know, unexplained. Okay? And as Geshe-la says, that among the Kadampa Geshe's, Geshe Sharawa, you know, work has quite a clear explanation. But many of the other Kadampa great masters, they were amazing practitioners, realized, but they did not write much, or if they did, they didn't explain a lot of the things. So because of that, Jerembuja says that he, you know, has taken it upon himself to clarify and explain a lot of those things, you know, do the great exposition here. But also another reason is that during his time, Jerembuja, my second footnote, 14th century, right? At that time, it seems like there were not really many meditators in Tibet who really cared that much about learning the techniques of meditation. They were doing more meditation, but not so much, okay, by explaining it. And a lot of them, you know, around the time, like people even bought into the perspective of the Hoshang Mahayana, where he said, hey, don't have to do anything. Thinking positive is a problem, thinking negative is a problem, because that binds you anyway, right? So don't think, okay? Not thinking is good. Well, at least I put in my foot, just to clarify what we're talking about. So that is a very erroneous view about practice, and Jerembuja, you know, really make effort to be able to refute that kind of perspective. And so as it is said in the Buddhist literatures and monastic traditions, if you write a Dharma book, at least there has certain purpose that should fulfill, right? We can talk about three at least here. Number one, if people have not understood things clearly, right, that is a lot of lack of understanding, then you can write a book to explain things so that people do understand well. Number two, if people have a lot of wrong understandings or the misunderstandings about things, then you write something to clarify those misunderstandings. Okay, we call logdok. Okay, first is madoba. The number three is if people have a lot of the tesom, the doubts and, about things, not clarity, lack clarity, then you can write, you know, books. And if the early masters have done that job already, then of course Jerembuja didn't have to do this, because that would be redundant, isn't it? He's just doing what they already did. So, okay, then we can say, what's your contribution? Right? As we professors love to say, what is your contribution to our students' challenge? Anyway, my third footnote. So because they didn't do those things, so Jerembuja said, I have taken it upon myself to do a great exposition of all these matters, you know, because it's very important to understand, the meditation techniques in order to cultivate a serenity. And so, of course, now Jerimuchi's Lamrim goes into detail about that. Of course, Jerimuchi's Lamrim is a commentary on Adisha's Lamrim, which is the lamp of path to enlightenment, the root Lamrim text, as we call Bodhiprada Pratipam in Sanskrit.
Then Simsa Ji with the Shiji, she go to tell us, she said,
So in the middle of the page 70, it reads that mindfulness and vigilance remove laxity and excitement from your minds. One-pointed concentration is a common theme to all personal instructions on this practice. And so it seems, you know, some said that, you know, with all this exposition that the Jedimuchi talks about, yeah, that is relevant to the perfection vehicle practice or the Sudrayana practice, you know. But if you are a tantric practitioner, that's not relevant. And Jerimuchi, you know, says that's wrong. Okay, what I'm explaining here is common to both Sudra and Tantrayana practices. It's not something exclusive to the perfection vehicle or the Sudrayana. And Jerimuchi quotes a tantric source called Sambuddha Tantra, Integration Tantra states the second chapter, where it is really explained all the things he said here, even in that tantra, because this particular tantra deals with, as Geshe-la says, Chakrasamvara Tantra practice. Yeah, so where they talk about all these antidotes and things we talk about, yeah, and how based upon serenity we can cultivate or we can attain miraculous powers of the legs, you know. So all of those things are talked about in the tantra as well. So Jerimuchi says, you know, if should someone say, you know, what I explained here is only for Sutrayana or perfection vehicle, not for Tantra, they are wrong. Just that this is a common, you know, practice.
Yes. Toba tongue. Make what number Jeva, ding in the Tobalum, the big ding in the Zondu Tang, Jebe, ding in the Hiersel last, that is Zondu Shet. Then it cars up.
So at the bottom of page 70 over to 71, there is a description about four types of concentration. But these are, as a matter of fact, what are called the four legs of miracles. You know, literally translating L-E-G-S, legs of miracles. Okay, I call miraculous powers. And the source for that is a commentary on the Maitreya separation of the middle from the extremes. As you can see at the bottom of the page 70, the first one is achieving that kind of miraculous power through fierce yearning, through strong aspiration. You know, we're able to cultivate a certain level of concentration. So that's simply called miraculous, the lack of miracles through aspiration. Okay. And the second one is, you can achieve certain miracles through prolonged effort. Yeah, when we persistently apply ourselves in the cultivating concentration, so through that we can achieve certain miraculous power. The third one is achieving concentration by discriminating examination of the objects of meditation. This is like through the analysis, analytical, concentration, we develop a certain miraculous power. That's the third kind. And then the fourth one is achieving one-pointedness of mind based upon the seeds of earlier concentration. So Geshe will explain that maybe for some individuals, if they have cultivated concentrations in their previous lives or something, so maybe in this life it's faster and easier for them to develop concentrations because they carry the imprints of those practices in their mind. So therefore, it is easier for them to cultivate concentration and have certain miraculous power. No,
I'm just
So at the bottom, on page 71, there is two terminologies being used, very slack and very elated. So the explanation given here, very slack means that if we loosen our grip on the focus too much, then there is a danger of laxity, coming in. But if we tighten our grip too much on the focus, too much tightness can generate excitement, okay? And so therefore, meditation is a way of balancing, really strike a balance between, different paradoxes or the, extreme ends. And oftentimes, we talk about the terminal locus, let's be in the middle, path, on the middle path, on the middle ground, right? So when you're in the middle, then we avoid all the extremes. And in Tibetan, we use the word called the same middle, you know, with regard to, you know, eating, how we conduct our lives, right? We have to be moderate in our eating. We don't say be a middle in eater, right? That makes no sense in English. Anyway, be a moderate, as we talked about. Don't overeat, don't undereat too much. Just, you know, be moderate in eating, right? In terms of conducting our life, like say, I mean, even clothing ourselves, you know, don't go and do the, you know, expensive, you know, take, that's too extreme, right? But don't be too shabby looking, whatever. Just be in the middle, you know, be sensible. So that's what we're talking about. So in the meditation also, be sensible and be balanced approach. The balanced approach is the way to go. So we'll stop there today. And a prayer request has been made for Billy Frank, who is hospitalized and has got major staph infection. And so please send your prayers and thoughts for him and all others in similar conditions. And all that's right. Question and answers. There is the mic there, yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm incredibly new to this. So you spoke about centering yourself. It appears a lot of your teachings focuses around centering yourself, returning to a point of calm between extremes.
Uh-huh.
Is that the case for everyday life that I should carry myself out in?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, right? That was the message I didn't get through clearly. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah. 谢谢主持人，刚才本来跟我们讲到了，因为因呢，但是他人们好了没几个了哇，没几个当然因呢，他人们好了没几送过，然后人家打过来了，没办法。Is
it?
No, no. I was just trying to, you know, double check. That's what he meant. There's Mike there. Yeah.
Thank you, Geshe La, for your teaching today. I want to ask a little bit about the point at which laxity and excitement are absent. And just a footnote, I in no way think I'm close to this point, but I just want to know, at what point do you realize that? Through, is it through your vigilance that you realize that those are absent? And then is there just a point, is there a single point that becomes clear, and what does that look like in your mind or feel like in your mind, and how can we prepare ourselves for that moment?
Okay. Quran kan dishe de dire se ge karşı orada tan da dir va ke ne bu du che mo ko sar che be na an ko di chi gir sar va ge ne ba des la va sa tan mo rang tan mo rang tan den jin ne de va le don da den de ke se de me sar va ge ine an en di kan des ha ko go re sta so so mo ne va ge ke ta ke ta gi rim ba ke ba go so so va ge te ba na so so mo ne ko shi shin chang ba to gi di diga chili yada kaso gore jingsun doksun che mo ya ji ha ko go re di ene nya dan den de le ba na so so nyong zo ro ji kal le go so va ge ta di che mo ga de kan sa go so bre ge
che de ben de ra ga ze che na le ga ju ji de ge na
I think this really, I mean, how do we know this, as your question was, you know, that really comes, the answer comes from your experiences and trained skills. Yeah? And as a meditator, when you reach a certain level, because of all this practice you have done and your experiences, I mean, you achieve certain level of confidence that, okay, I can stay in meditation for this long and I won't have to worry about laxity and excitement. So you are able to estimate that and have certain level of confidence. So that comes through your experience and you know, trained skills. Just like in any other work we do, right? I mean, we do the same thing over and again. We said, okay, today I have to do these things, and then we can estimate, okay, what do I need to do for the whole week and the next week? Just like that, you know, it comes through training. Yeah. All right, if not, we can stop there, I think. then mend akasham dik la yimba
ken ne ta she
ya lo ya ke jil says yeah don't force yourself to ask questions he said that's okay you know we can stop there devanya me don jose don do 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 me bin do jose don de bam do ro jose don ma ba den de 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 ve be de jo 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 jin bo ro che be ko na do na ba chu din sun ge le jo be nam ju chu ji nyam do che be be pon de la me je ma zo wa de ju do je be ge ra da je je da ru ru de be sun je je zo wa re ji ni jo la je be lo zo je de be 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 do jo jin bo ma ye ro do che de be Okay, give to that. Who has a book? Somebody. Anna has a book, no?
O peerless Saver and Supreme Teacher Suddhodana's son. Mm-hmm. O the 17 masters and adepts, Nagarjuna and Asanga and so on. O Deepamkara as well as Sovereign Father Tsongkhapa, gloriously appear here today to grant auspiciousness. On the great path leading to the heart of enlightenment, you've traversed by means of the perfect threefold discipline and have enhanced ever higher the realizations of the enlightened qualities. O glorious Guru, we offer our supplications at your feet. Pray return gloriously to propagate the teachings of Lobsang by tying well the sash of monastic disciplinary precepts and generating the altruistic intention to free all beings. Engage in the tantric yogas of the two stages. Think of the unbearable pain of the sentient beings who are enveloped in the forces of five degenerations, and to open wide the lotus grove of the Buddha's teachings. May your reincarnation appear here soon as a source of merit for us. O infinite Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, you are the embodiment of uncontaminated and immutable great bliss. Kindly pour on us now your blessings, rains of nectar from the great clouds of your pervasive, pure, and bright wisdom and compassion to eliminate our distress. We pray to you, an incomparable great hero who has perfectly realized within his mind the threefold ethics, a pure essence of the extensive system of Tathagata's teaching, he who has raised a parasol of Dharma in hundreds of directions. Your body is a sun of all wonderful qualities, but all of a sudden it's set into solitary peace. You have committed before infinite Buddhas to work for Dharma and sentient beings. You could not have given up your commitment. However, your presence depends on the fortunes of disciples, for the power of dependent arising is inconceivable. Please reincarnate soon as a new light of Dharma out of your compassion that never abandons us. Please return soon as a supreme spiritual guide, a treasure trove of the immense teaching of Buddha, a voice that eloquently elucidates the teaching that suits individuals' dispositions and capacities. Please return soon as a great Dharma king who will be known in all directions for smashing into pieces a mountain of misguided teachings and views through the power of your thunderbolt lightning of the three reasonings. Please return soon, just like your previous self, an expert in the five major sciences of Buddhism, whose eloquent words and articulation of the teaching captivate the hearts of all the scholars and activate deep appreciation in pure, enthusiastic minds. Please return soon as a spiritual guide, endowed with complete knowledge, kindness, and dedication in regard to the perfect view, meditation, and conduct, one who facilitates the opening of the blossom lotus that is the golden teaching of Tsongkhapa, by the power of the three infallible jewels, by the power of the dependent arising of unchanging emptiness, by the truth of our pure thoughts and devotion, may all our aspirations be spontaneously fulfilled.
Nam mô vô song cú độ chí tôn bổn sư tịnh Phạn Thái Tử. Nam mô 17 cao tổ chư hiền thánh tăng long thọ vô trước. Nam mô Dipakara cùng tôn cơ pha tôn vương tử phụ. Quang lâm đương chốn hiện tại hiện tiền ban truyền phước nhũ. Thênh thang đạo lộ trực chỉ chân tâm kiến tánh đẳng giác. Ngài đã siêu việt do nghiêm túc giữ ba tạng giới luật, rồi lại phát huy bay bổng tuyệt vời bồ đề hạnh chứng. Tôn sư quang vinh thứ chúng thỉnh cầu gót sen lễ lại. Xin mau trở lại quang huy truyền bá giáo pháp lô sang bằng sự thắt chặt đa giới nghiêm minh thiền môn tự viện, rồi lại khởi tâm từ bi đại nguyện giải thoát chúng sanh, tín chuyên hành trì du già mật định nhị phần chứng đắc. Xin luôn thương tưởng thống khổ bất kham ba cõi hữu tình, thường bị bao phủ trao đạo khôn nguôi mãnh lực ngũ trược, đưa tay rộng mở bát ngát vườn sen giáo lý Phật Đà, xin mau tái sanh nhanh chóng hiện hành phước nguồn chứa chúng. Nam mô vô biên chư Phật chư Bồ Tát, các ngài thị hiện bát ngát báu thân của chân đại lạc bất biến trong ngần, xin trải từ tâm ân cần phù hộ, mưa thánh thủy từ mây đại độ, đủ hệ bi tịnh phổ rạng ngời, tận diệt thống khổ tước thời, niệm danh ngài bậc đại hùng vô sánh, đã hoàn toàn chứng pháp tánh nơi tâm, ba tạng giới luật cốt thủy uyên thâm, của đại thừa Như Lai truyền giáo, ngài nâng cao lộng vòng pháp bảo, chăm hướng vươn lan tỏa muôn phương, báu thân ngài chói nhòa phẩm hạnh, sao bỗng nhiên nhập cảnh biết chi. Ngài từng trước Phật thệ nghi, hứa luôn hoằng pháp làm vì độ sanh, nay ngài hẳn không đành bỏ nguyện, tùy phước đệ tử mà ngài hiện thế, lý nhân duyên chẳng thể nghĩ bàn, xin mau hóa sanh thành ánh đạo vàng, từ bi mãi chẳng bỏ đàn bơ vơ, xin mau trở lại là đại đạo sư, như kho tàng chứa kinh thư vô lượng, lời tuyên giảng soi đường pháp bảo, kế căn cơ thiện xảo độ sanh, xin mau trở lại là đại pháp vương, lừng danh kim cổ mười phương tán đồng, phá tan núi nị pháp lồng tà kiến, tam đoạn luật xét nghiến sấm vang, xin mau trở lại như thân đời trước, đắc ngũ minh kiến thức uyên thâm, biện tài vô ngại lý giải pháp âm, học giả khẩu phục hằng tâm, thiện giả cảm nhận hồng ân nước lòng, xin mau trở lại là bậc đạo sư, thiên thư thông thái mẫn từ tận tâm, chánh kiến định mạng chuyên cần, ươm sen hé nhụy hương lân pháp đàn, của tông khách ba ý ngọc lời vàng, do thần lực tam bảo linh ứng, do thần lực duyên khởi tương ưng, với tánh không bất nhị bất trùng, do thâm được chí thành cùng kiến ngưỡng, xin cho sở nguyện chúng đệ tử được tức thời viên mãn.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Kanaya daraya emir.